Hello, my name is Henri de Gerlache. I am grandson of Adrien de Gerlache, the leader of the first scientist expedition in Antarctica 125 years ago.
Now, when I was a child, I was always very proud of the fact that Belgium had a major say in what went on in Antarctica. The other countries, it made sense. Most of them were Southern Hemisphere countries or major countries, or Norway, which always had. But Belgium was in there, and I thought that was great, and I never understood why.
Well, it is important because it was the first scientist expedition in Antarctica and also the first man who passed the first winter in Antarctica. So the first overwintering in Antarctica. Before that, no man had passed one winter in Antarctica. So it was really the unknown. And also because they made science there, they are today the first references for all the scientists around the world, because they are the first studies science they made there at this time.
And those studies are still...
Yes, are still effective. Are still effective because they are the first men who take the temperature in Antarctica. So when we talk about climate change, for instance, we have to have measure about that. And the first measure ever taken in Antarctica were these men 125 years ago.
Now, how did they prepare so they were able to survive the winter?
Weren't really prepared for that because it was the unknown. So they didn't know how to prepare because we didn't know. But I think there was a lot of resilience. There was a lot of international cooperation to find solutions to overwintering. And they feed with penguins and they invent the way to survive together. And how they made it, we don't know. But that is one of the theme of this exhibition, because we are also face of today really climate change, and how will we survive with that? We really don't know, but we have to find solutions.
And we have to do it together.
Yes, and we have to do it together, yes.
What is in the show about climate change? What people see when they come to the show?
Well, they will see three different places. One about the past, about this first Antarctic scientist expedition. The second is about the present, how is Antarctica today? And the third one, how will be Antarctica in the future if we didn't move? So we will be underwater, all the world will be different, so there is this timeline to explain how is it about to change now. And the last place where we are now is about what are the solutions to change and to change our habits about the scientist fact about the climate change today.
It's not just history, you're also presenting solutions.
Yes, also presenting solutions. There are macro solutions like the Paris Agreements, for instance, but also individual solutions for each person. Or is it possible to change my own life for a better environment?
Well, thank you very much.
Thanks to you.